What is the biggest challenge for a general manager and a head coach to keep the players from saying things that actually hurt the momentum of the team?
Well, I had been advised once by an outstanding coach, George Allen, be careful of that guy that's going to win you a game and lose you two. And why does he lose it? Because he's disruptive, because he's self-centered, because he's not team-oriented in the most team-oriented game, what should be, that there is in football. So somebody once asked me, how do you motivate those players? And I finally learned it's easy. You select only intrinsically motivated players. And you win their confidence, Nick, by being a straight shooter with them. Don't try to con your players. Have them realize over a period of time that what you're teaching and what you're conveying is to their benefit of them and the game and their teammates.
What is the single greatest coaching accomplishment this year in the league, in your opinion?
Oh, which coach? Well, if I had to vote for Coach of the Year, and boy, that's really a strain if you're limited to one. The job that's been done so well, in my mind, has to be, given all the difficulties they had and a new coach coming in, would be in New Orleans. So if I'm casting a ballot, it'll go for Sean Payton.
What is it about him that has, from day one, you heard Joe Horn talk about it, that they had that confidence going in. I remember Marty Schottenheimer, and certainly we had a different kind of confidence, even beginning in the first preseason game in 1989. But Sean Payton has done it in an environment where there was so much negativity. Have you picked up on anything that he's done? Is it organization? Is it charisma? Is it communication skills? Is it not having too many coaches like the 22 that they have with the Redskins?
Well, first of all, I think that is too many. You can forget charisma. it's the ability to teach, the ability to work well with others in the organization, and honesty with your players and all that are there. Now you want players, if you have the ability to, who want to be taught, not who know it all. And you're going to make some mistakes, and there's going to be a flare-up now and then. It's a game of high tempers, and their tempers might flare now and then, but it's patched up quickly. It's not going to be a perfect situation, but those are the three qualities, I think, of every outstanding coach: the ability to teach, work well with others in the organization, not be a my way or the highway guy, and be a straight shooter.